What if I told you?
Tell me.
We could save you a fortune on groceries.
Fantastic.
Food for a fraction of the cost you're spending now.
What I got to do, grow it?
You just got to listen up. Oh. No, you don't have to grow it.
I'll listen.
You would like that anyways.
Well, you can't grow hair. How's it going to grow? This new idea combines three of America's favorite things.
What's that?
Food, saving money.
All right.
And gambling.
Ooh.
You hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Tommy,
allow
me to introduce you to a new app that could save you so much money.
What does it do?
It's called Too Good To Go.
Oh.
Here's how it works. The app connects customers looking for a deal with businesses that have surplus food. This week, 10NBC did a story on it. Talked to a woman named Sarah.
Yeah.
She used the app to purchase two what they call grab bags from Whole Foods.
Oh.
For $20, she got stuff like mashed potatoes, a salmon dinner, and burritos. I'm sorry I pronounced the L in salmon.
So
Salmon
dinner.
Are you going to Whole Foods and taking this?
You could have it delivered, I think, for a little bit more.
But it comes from Whole Foods to your house.
Yeah, you can go.
But it's got to be like, is it like getting close to being out of date or something?
Will you let me tell you the story?
I'm listening.
The app's out of Denmark. It's in the process of being rolled out in Rochester. Mm. Right now they have two participating businesses, Whole Foods and a restaurant called Nautical Bowls. You have to pay a monthly subscription, and each bag costs $1.79 on top of what the business sells it for. But folks who use it say you can still save a fortune in costs as long as you don't mind eating a mystery bag. Yeah.
So you have no idea.
You can't be a picky eater.
Yep, grab bag.
All right.
Grab bag of food. To give you the information you're looking for on the food, the company said the food is perfectly fine. Quote, all the food that is sold on our app still has to be perfectly safe to consume. It has to follow all the guidelines that it would have if it were sold at full price. The reason it's on our app is because because it just didn't sell at full price. It sounds like these stores and restaurants.
Slower moving product.
You got it. Like you have 15 burritos left over. They're going to go tomorrow.
Right.
You know that you're not going to sell them. We'll put them in the grab bag.
Okay.
You in?
No. Man, I'm not doing mystery goddamn bag of food.
Why?
I want what I want. I
want it right now.
Look, you're a picky ass eater too, so don't be like yelling at me.
Got that? I could eat a salmon dinner.
Salmon?
Salmon dinner. So you are, you just want what you want.
Man, I don't
you don't care about saving
ass. Because it sounds like it's going to be stuff that, like you said, it's going to be unpopular food.
What are you talking about? You got mashed potatoes, burritos, and salmon.
But it's like, it sounds like chintz.
No, well, you're just making that up.
Well, why is people didn't buy it?
Well, it could just be they ordered too much of it.
Ah.
But like that burrito, that's like a prepared food.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to eat that quickly.
Yeah, maybe you got it for dinner or you could freeze it.
Frozen.
I'm out on that.
Who's ever heard of a frozen burrito? Who's ever heard of a frozen burrito?
But it's like low, it's like going out of date burrito.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
You in?
I think I would be in if I was just me, if I was a single person.
Okay.
But I think my husband's too picky for this.
Really?
How does he get
that big being picky?
No, he needs like a certain amount of protein. He needs a side. He needs, you know, I just think, I don't even know
breasts.
If it would be enough food
for
him.
No, if he needed that, we would know him at all.
I don't even know if it would be enough food for him, period. So
okay.
I just think like we need to go see and shop ourselves.
You know,
but again, like I'm all for it. And even if I got something that I didn't like, you don't feel as guilty if you don't eat it because it was only a buck extra, right?
Yeah, but if you got like a bunch of dud bags, that would, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's going to be dud bags. Yeah, the great one is full of burritos and delicious food, but you know, there's going to be some that just suck. It's going to be like cans of freaking like sardines.
Can I point out his brain is working so well? He said it's going to be full of like burritos, and then he ran out of other foods to say.
Like delicious foods.
Well, yeah, you're probably going to get a bag every now and then, something that you don't like or don't want. But I think it might still be worth it in the long run if the majority of it is working out for you.
Whole Food Kotex.
That'd be a great name for a cover band.
No, it wouldn't. Who are you playing?
It's like a whole all-girl cover band.
Okay. Look, just off the bat, whether or not you think this is cool, it would eliminate a few types of people. If you have food allergies, this would be good.
Oh, yeah, the nut will kill you.
As you brought up with Tommy, if you have a diet or some kind of religious food restrictions, this probably wouldn't be for you. And here's the thing. I have not downloaded the app, so maybe they have places where you could say, like, I can't have this.
Yeah.
So whatever comes in my bag shows up. But outside of those scenarios, I don't see what the problem is.
I would definitely try it.
It sounds fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound fun?
I don't know, man. Like, if you like, if you had a, something delivered to your door by accident, you open up the door, there's like some food there.
Yeah.
Surprise.
That's fun. But if I got to go to Whole Foods and just grab a bag and go, oh, this sucked.
It's the same thing.
So if you're stealing somebody's to-go order, that's fun.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
Not really.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, this new app that is being rolled out in Rochester from Denmark, it is called Too Good to Go. You can buy mystery food for a fraction of the price from restaurants and grocery stores that are, they know it's not going to move, mm-hmm. right? So they're going to sell it at a discount before they have to throw it away. Past saving people money, yeah. which is huge.
Oh, sure.
This solves one of the most frustrating problems of modern America.
What is it?
Businesses throwing out perfectly good food.
Oh.
If you've ever worked in a grocery store or a restaurant, you know how ridiculous it can be.
Right.
And the waste that goes into those dumpsters.
Mm-hmm.
In this scenario, the customer wins, the store wins, society wins. You think you're too good for this.
Society.
No, I mean, it really does. You have people that are getting discounted food. You have stores that are not losing their ass.
Yes, it's true.
Who loses?
Nobody loses, Pat.
Why do you think you're not better than this? You're not better than this.
Well, I think I am.
No.
I just don't want it.
Okay, I don't want it. I want what I want. I don't want it.
Do you think this is great for homes of teenagers, especially teenage boys?
Oh. Teenage boys, yes. Teenage girls, no.
You don't think?
Teenage boys will eat anything.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
My daughters will, they're very...
You don't have, but your daughters don't have, like, friends that come through and eat all the food. Like, I remember my parents complaining whenever my brother and I had friends over because, like, all the food would be gone.
Boys, yes. Like, I know, you're right. Anything that was in my buddy's pantries or fridge, I would eat all that.
Mm.
My wife will get pizza with a topping the girls don't like when my daughter has friends over, and the pizza will go untouched.
Your sister, yeah.
They'll just starve themselves other than eating a mushroom. You know the other issue this could help solve?
Well, the homeless. Like, you could donate those bags.
Well, no. I mean, you could already do that. This is actually for consumers.
What?
No. Like,
I could take the bag down to the shelter.
Oh, okay.
Or the food bag.
Well, that is perishable food, though. I don't know if it would help that. I mean, look, I'm being naive. You could just hand it to homeless people.
Oh, yeah.
You
just start chucking burritos at your window.
You were thinking more kind than I was.
Mm-hmm.
It ends the battle in relationships.
Love.
What do you want to eat for dinner?
Okay.
Think of the number of legitimate fights you have gotten in with your partner. When neither of you wants to make the decision.
Or it gets very mundane. You're eating the same thing over and over and over.
You got
it.
Or even more frustrating. Like, you have something and you give, what do you want to eat? How about this? Nah.
How about a can of sockeye salmon?
I mean, it takes care of this, though.
Mm-hmm.
You let the bag decide what you're going to eat.
Right.
And no one in that relationship can be mad with the other if they're dissatisfied with the results.
That's true.
Because you spun the wheel.
But you're right. You cannot be a picky eater. It won't work for a picky person.
Okay.
You know how that goes. If you got one picky person, it's very hard to cook or to shop.
No, I agree with you, but in this case, I'm not the one that's going to catch hell because I cooked the wrong thing or I took you to a restaurant and you couldn't find anything. Blame the bag, baby.
All right.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Blame it on the bag.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Rob. Hey, Robbie. How are you, buddy?
Not too bad. That app sounds appealing to me. But I right now use Flash Food at Tops. They do the same thing. You know, they load up all the stuff that's discounted, that's going to expire. Boom. Pick out what you want. You go and pick it up and pick other stuff up and you're done.
Okay, so wait. I haven't heard of this. So is it on the app? Is it in the store? They give you the list of things that are discounted because it's coming close to the end?
It's Flash Food. It's an app. But Tops uses it. Other places use it too.
Okay.
Flash Food.
So it's going to expire soon. This is like your parents.
What do you mean? Yeah.
With the milk club and the busted bakery.
I mean, it's not a busted bakery. It was the bakery
day
thrift
old,
shop.
Bro.
Yeah, what's wrong with day old? Sorry, go ahead.
What's wrong with Dale?
You would never try before. And then you try it and you're like, man, now you got a hankering for that every week.
Yeah, you kind of like stale stuff.
Oh, my God. Rob, what a spoiler.
So you've been
bitch
shopping. I do know people.
Eat around
that,
the mold.
I do know people that maybe they don't use this app, but they go straight for, like, if they're like shopping for a certain type of meat,
Dented
like
cans.
They'll get the one that's about to expire because it's usually like marked down.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, Rob, to your point, like, when you walk in, if you're going to have a cookout or burgers or something, and you see that, like, you know, special price. Because
you're going to cook them today.
Why would you
problem?
Not take that?
Well, it's also been sitting there for a while.
So?
So?
Still meat,
it's
bro.
Not,
it's up,
not
but it's
expired.
Old meat.
Rob, thanks for the heads up, man. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, man, have a good day.
All right, there goes Rob.
I don't want meat that's been laying for too long.
Why?
So do you, okay, when you go to the store, do you look for, like, the freshest
I always
one?
Check the dates, yes. I dig through everything.
That's why they have to sell that other meat at a discount. No, it's true. Because idiots like you, again, First of all,
I know the system, man. I always look for the longest date.
No, you don't know the system.
I went bang for my buck.
You're cooking
buddy.
It. You don't. Yeah, you cannot.
No,
tell
but
the
I mean,
difference.
I cook it that day.
I mean, I cook it that day. My tummy is too small to eat all
well,
of this.
Well, you eat your slimy goddamn ground beef then.
No, because I was already at your mom's house last night. Slimy corned beef. Oh. I know it was terrible, but you know I already committed. What can you do? You can't look at her and be like, "I gotta go." No, like if you're Kimmy's right, if you're gonna cook it that day. Who cares? And who buys meat that they can't cook all at once, you bitch-ass bitch?
No, if you shop for the week.
At a time.
Oh, yeah, you shop for the week?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you do. Bitch-ass bitch. Oh, we got a Facebook message coming in. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this new app that has shown up in Rochester. They have partnered with Whole Foods and another restaurant called Nautical Bowls. It is called Too Good to Go. Long story short, it's surplus food that businesses, restaurants, and grocery stores know is not going to sell, it sounds like, by the sell-by date.
Yeah.
So, for example, this woman, Sarah, they talked to on 10NBC, she purchased two what they call grab bags from Whole Foods for $20. She got stuff like mashed potatoes, a salmon dinner, and burritos, saves money, keeps restaurants from throwing out food.
It's a great idea.
It's great for society. Mm. Nate writes us on Facebook, this hurts businesses more than it helps them. Why would I pay full price for dinner at a grocery store if I can spend less and still get something to eat? They want us to pay full price for their good stuff. They'll lose money if this becomes popular. Does he have a point?
I mean, it would have to really get popular, I think, to like screw up Whole Foods. Maybe it would hurt a small restaurant. I can't imagine it putting a dent in Whole Foods or any big chain.
Stuff you're going to toss anyways.
Right.
So there's only so much of it.
Yeah, but I mean,
this only appeals to a certain type of shopper.
Yeah, you're right. There is a significant part of the customer base that will never even use it.
They don't have the time.
By the way, I don't like the way you said that.
A certain type of customer?
Yeah.
Shopper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Low-end shopper?
I'll
chintz. Finish the sentence for you.
This is not low-end.
This is low-end chintz. Creep crumb chintz. This is like a Lush shopper. You're a Lush.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
As this app rolls out further in Rochester, it will be interesting to see which businesses decide to partner with them because, as Tommy just said, there may be the connotation that this is low end. And are there restaurants and grocery stores that
see
them?
But if you get more people in your store, do you care?
Well, yeah. But, I mean, you see yourself as a premium place. Do you want to be associated?
Yeah, Wegmans is like top shelf. They don't want you,
I could totally see them jumping on this.
Yeah. I mean, Whole Foods is also looked at as a premium grocery store.
I'm kind of surprised they went that way.
Why?
Because they're kind of like foo-foo hippie.
That makes
like they would
sense.
Donate all that food instead of doing that.
Yeah, but they're only foo-foo hippie when it comes. Yeah, the billionaire, the multi-billionaire foo-foo hippie who owns.
Yeah, the guy who owns the Rockets.
So this app is already rolled out fully in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the company that runs the app say they have thousands of businesses that have partnered with.
Oh, all right, that's great.
Let's read Facebook. Let me read one more Facebook message before we move on. I'm sorry. Jamie writes us, Lady Jamie. You couldn't do this for dinner for the kids. They wouldn't eat anything that isn't chicken nuggets and fries.
Oh, yeah. Think if you get the pickies.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe the surprise fund would be enough to override I only eat chicken nuggets and fries.
Okay.
I mean, who knows? Give it a shot. See what happens. What's $20?
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
Yeah, just throw it out.
How's about an ego boost this morning?
Yeah, what we got?
Well, we all want to be attractive.
Sure.
But so few people are good looking.
Most people are fugly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong!
What are you saying?
Turns out that every... What is that? Can I finish? It turns out that every single person listening to this show is really good looking.
No, they're not.
As long...
As what? You ain't looking at them?
As you are in a group of at least 20 people.
Like your oogliness blends? Smooths it out?
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Recently... Columbia University, ever heard of it?
Yeah, it's a pretty big place.
It's a good one. They did a study on what it means to be attractive, and they got a whole bunch of people together, and they had strangers rate other strangers based on how good-looking they thought they were.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy, you have gone on record 1,000 times on this show saying that the overwhelming majority of humans are ugly.
Yeah.
Okay. We assume this comes from a place of self-loathing, but it's how you feel. And I guess... When we're being bombarded with images of beautiful people all the time on TV and movies and social media, it's easy to think that.
Right.
Well, the study showed the exact opposite.
What's that?
The average person in this study was ranked as good looking by 20% of the population.
Why?
5% of the people that judge the average person put them in their top 5% most attractive.
Like smoking hot.
Yes. And the reason is quite simple. Different people find different traits attractive. And when you are standing in a group of random people, those attractive traits that they are into will stand out amongst the other people.
Mm.
They found out that no matter who you are, what you look like, what you do, 16 out of every 100 people on the planet will find you extremely attractive.
And it works better in a group setting?
In a group of people, the traits that someone finds attractive will make you stand out when the other people don't have those traits.
Kind of like what they're looking for.
So like, let's say they like eyes.
All right, so you zero in.
Yeah, you have beautiful eyes. And okay, well, if nobody else has beautiful eyes, that one trait stands out for them. You are listed as attractive.
All right.
Let's say they like guys that look like they make cookies and trees.
You're kind of saying there's somebody for everybody.
Well, yes, actually, no. There's 16 people for everybody based on the numbers here.
All right.
Tommy, you believe this?
I guess it makes sense that you do gravitate to whatever you're into.
Okay.
Like, that's what you look for. Tall, short, whatever.
Sure. Well, mostly tall. Yeah. Kimmy, do you believe this study?
Yeah. Because have you ever seen a couple and you go, those people go perfectly together?
Okay.
And they may not be everybody's cup of tea. They almost sometimes look like siblings because they're so similar.
Well, they may be if you're in the South.
But you know what I mean? You're like, oh, they must have a lot in common, or they must. Hmm. I could see how the other would find the other attractive because they share the same sense of style or something.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Tommy's theory when you see two people that look like they belong together is
that's what they settled for.
So that would go, that would fly in the face of this study.
But you say settle, that's what they were looking for. You know what I mean? Like, that's their peak.
I guess because I'm too judgy and I constantly are looking and judging.
Which is weird, because you're so ugly.
You do the same thing.
Yeah, but I'm slightly less ugly than you are.
Where? Why don't you bring that to work one day? Your more attractive self.
Now you're just being mean.
Because haven't you ever been in like the store, and I've done this, and I don't know, maybe it's just me, but let's say I'm at Wegmans or something, and I go, man, there's like a lot of ugly people in here.
I've never done that in my life.
No.
I've never done that in my life.
Busy doing something, I never notice.
But then I realize I'm also in there at ugly time. But I do this. I go, man, that's like the seventh really ugly person I've walked
by. That has never once crossed my mind.
And you look just as much as I do.
I notice attractive people.
Oh, because they stand out.
But you're the opposite. Like,
yeah, you're ugly.
the less attractive you find somebody, the more they stand out to you.
Oh, yeah.
That's so weird.
I will look at an ugly person far longer than I'll look at an attractive person.
Okay.
Because there's more to look at.
That is so strange. I've never thought that way.
You know, like a hook nose, sunken eyes, you know, blubby. Well,
but you never are worried, like, I don't want to stare at this
person? I'm not staring.
No,
like,
you're absolutely staring.
Gawking at him, like jaw open, like I'm looking at, you know, 9/11. No, I mean, I'm just looking at people.
Again, study from the University of Columbia has determined that you are good-looking to 20% of the population. 5% of the population thinks you are in their most 5% attractive. And again, it's because everybody has traits that they are drawn to. When you are in a group of 20 people, that has to be in at least 20 people, your traits stand out that they are attracted to, and everyone else blends into the background. And here's the thing. It does make sense. Because everybody does have some physical feature that they think makes them stand out. For example, Kimmy, what is your physical feature that you think is your best?
My best?
Yes.
That would make me stand out?
Yeah, you are standing out. Like, your best physical feature.
My height, I feel tall. Like,
no, we're not picking a basketball team.
No, I know, but I feel like that does make me stand out.
Okay.
Because I...
In a good way?
As a kid, I hated it, but I think as I got older, I grew to appreciate being a taller person.
Tall, blind Kimmy. Watch out, boys. Moms, lock up your sons.
But I think that's a unique feature for a woman to be taller.
But like,
No, we're not blowing past this. Nice try. What do you think is your best physical feature, Tommy, that would make you stand out?
I'm slight.
No, I said...
That's a physical... Slight is a
No, we're not talking about, like, the Army needs someone to go into rat holes. Like, I mean, like...
Oh, your mom?
Damn it, I walked right into
Proud to serve. I would say I'm slight. I'm not, like, a big...
You're in shape. No, you want to say in shape, but you know I was going to kill
you.
No,
I'm not in shape, but I, like, you know, you're, like, loud, and you're not quiet.
You're
you
short
sweat.
King.
I'm very clean cut, and I'm small.
Okay.
I just said you were short king. I was giving you a compliment.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like,
so for women looking for that, you would stand out.
Yeah, like, you know.
Let me tell you, you'd rather have this hand than some big meaty.
We just went through.
Hook.
You have thriller hands.
Right, but these would be nice hands on a woman's body.
Nope.
You don't. You look at those knuckles. Those are some love knuckles. These are some.
Do you think that people
love knuckles?
Also look for features that they also have. Like, I'm thinking, like, more. You probably were approached by more short women than you were tall women.
Well, yeah. What, I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to put their hands on his shoulders while they're slow dancing.
Well, but I'm saying, like, but you being a shorter guy may be a turn on to shorter women. Like, that may be what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. You were trying to say something before I cut you.
So, but like women. So we noticed something. At least I noticed it. And I think you agree with me. When girls get together, and let's say they go one night with their girlies, and they take that photo and they're all lined up, right? Like they're all lined, and they all like to line
this
up
just to take a shot. But go ahead.
They always put the least attractive girls on the end, and they do it every single time.
I would like to separate myself from this. I did not notice this. You keep pointing it out, thinking it's true, and you're trying to lure me in.
You know I'm right.
But see, here's the thing.
The less attractive girls go in the end.
So you don't
the
like
hottest
tall women.
Chick is always in the middle, and it goes downhill as you go out to you get to, you know, tail end Charlie.
As a tall woman, you're always on the end. So you just don't like tall
That's
women.
That's what the
That's
tall, ugly girls say.
No, I'm serious, because you don't want to be in the middle. It's awkward to stand there in a line of people when you're the tallest person. You always go on the end.
That is ugly tall.
Look,
no, that's a guy that doesn't find a tall woman attractive.
It is not.
Maybe a little scared.
I like tall women.
Oh, you think he's intimidated by tall women?
Maybe. It sounds like it from your theory you just put out there.
I've been attracted to tall women.
I could hear the way you sold it there.
Well, there's not a lot of tall women out there.
Every woman is taller than you.
Well, that's like normal height, but you're talking like tall, like Amazon chick.
Well, no. What's Amazon to you?
Kimmy height.
She's like, not even 6 foot.
Know,
yeah, but she's getting
taller
there.
Than me.
She's still growing. So under 6 foot is not, as you put it, Amazon woman.
Wait, the average woman is probably 5'6". Right?
I think it's 5'5".
Yeah, so that's my height.
Yeah.
So tall would be Amazon.
No, but I'm saying
if
like,
you over 5'10", you're getting into a freakish zone.
I want all the tall women to come in here and just beat you up today.
We don't even have any tall women.
We do have a lot of tall women.
Yeah, we do, actually.
Yeah, actually, probably most of the women working here are tall.
TJ's taller than you. Hope's taller than you. Breezy's taller than you. Sandy's smaller than you, but that's just genetics.
She'll still beat you up, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Well, actually, she would probably do the most damage.
She is the one I'm scared of the most.
Yeah.
252 WCMF with the knowledge that everybody listening is ranked as good-looking by 20% of the population thanks to the traits that we have, the one or two traits that person's drawn to. So what can we do with this information?
Nothing.
No, you idiot.
What do you do with it?
You lean on your strengths.
Right.
You go with what makes you most attractive.
But you don't know that, according to this, right? Because you don't know what somebody's looking for.
You're
That's
right.
A great point.
You're right. Yeah. But, like we talked about, everybody thinks they have one or two physical traits that make them stand out. So, like, one, focus on those. Make those look good. It seems like it also helps if you're looking for someone to go to a place with a lot of people. That'll up your odds of finding.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Hang out in crowds.
Bigger pool.
Yeah. That could also be the reason, as we back into this other scientific
What's
idea,
that?
Why people who try online dating apps have such a hard time. Because if you're looking at one person individually, you are able to focus on their flaws more, which would make them less attractive.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a portrait.
Yeah, but you're getting all the information up front, too.
Yeah.
Pick and choose.
Whereas if that
By the way, you can also blow it up and really zoom in on their flaws if you find something gross.
You're the worst person that has ever lived in the history of the world.
If they have like an effed up tooth, you can really zoom in on it.
Kimmy, do you have something that you are attracted to in a man that isn't a standard trait?
That isn't a standard trait?
Something where, you know, like women will say he has nice eyes, you know, big shoulders. Like, is there something that a guy could have where you're like, I'm into that and I don't know why I'm into that? No?
I don't know what would not be a standard physical trait.
Okay.
That you would see up front.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Do you have one that pops off the top of your head?
With women?
Yeah, not standard physical trait, but you're like,
oh. I don't know if this is a physical trait. I don't like loud women. I don't like loud, you know what I mean? I also don't like women with like big ass mouth. Like big man mouth. Or like, you know, those, you know what I'm talking about? Some
You're
women
so
just like,
weird.
Like the mouth is bigger than their face mouth. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't like big mouth, loud ass women.
We're asking what you like, by the way, not what you don't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you idiot.
I like a woman with a nice female mouth.
Okay.
that's not loud. I don't want to date an air horn. Take it to the Bills game.
Leanne writes us on Instagram. She says, how is Tommy so confident for someone who looks like he woke up in a nursing home's lost and found?
That chick's got a big man mouth.
Hold on. She's on Instagram here. No, Leanne is.
Let's see.
Well, no, I'm not going to
oh
show
my God,
you.
I can see your mouth from here and your phone's looking at you.
Got that?
I got it.
How about a mouth that works?
Would teeth be a unique feature? Because
a guy
with nice teeth, I noticed.
So you're
teeth
in a guy-
are major.
Yeah.
No, but no. Most women wouldn't say, like, I need a guy with great chompers. So that's what you're into.
Well, I'm not into it, but it's
teeth.
A bonus.
It's a weird fetish.
No, she's right. Like, because if the teeth are off, it could ruin it. An attractive person with bad teeth is not that
nice
good
teeth
looking.
Usually means a nice smile.
Right.
Okay.
Like, if you saw a girl, beautiful girl, but she's got you know, country teeth.
Are you trying to offend everybody on the planet?
You've seen them. Country chompers.
The only reason he is jumping on the teeth bandwagon, Kimmy, is because he believes he has nice teeth. He brags about
it. I do have nice teeth.
He points out teeth.
Yeah.
But don't you think I have nice teeth?
I don't see your mouth enough. You don't
You
smile.
See my mouth every day. Okay. I run it all day.
I do, but you never smile. Like, I don't really know if I know what your teeth look like. You don't smile. You don't.
Neither do you, unless something that bad happens.
Huh? No, he's right. You don't smile much either.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the most unnatural thing I've ever
None
seen.
None of us smile in this room.
I'm a big smiler.
Oh, God.
What?
That's not a smile.
My teeth are bad. We've talked about this. I got bad teeth.
You got West Side country teeth.
My mouth, I'm not making this up, was held hostage by my orthodontist as a child because my parents wouldn't pay the bill. I'm not making that story.
Would you go to Ayatollah Dental?
Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
She knows who the Ayatollah is.
Mm.
She was born in 89.
He's still in power.
Yeah, but like the OG Ayatollah.
Yeah, it's like the seventh one.
So here's the thing, Tommy. It's hard to tell if this is one of these like big companies doing a joke thing to get attention
mm-hmm.
or if there's an actual purpose for this. Because the way it's written, I think they may believe there's an actual purpose for this.
Great.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, no, not great because it's disgusting.
Oh.
Progresso.
Oh, yeah, the soup company.
You got it?
Yeah.
Have come up with a new way for soup lovers to enjoy chicken noodle soup.
I love me some good soup.
Progresso yesterday.
Yeah, what they got?
Released what they're calling.
Hot new soup?
Nope. They're called soup drops. A chicken noodle soup flavored hard candy that looks like a cough drop.
Yeah. So it's a chicken flavored candy?
Chicken noodle soup flavored candy. They are sold in a can that looks like soup, but it says soup drops. You can buy them exclusively at ProgressoSoupDrops.com.
That sounds so gross.
That has to be rough on your breath.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
You got chicken soup breath.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, by the way, if they're sold out now, they say every Thursday for the rest of January, they will continue to release more drops.
Why would there be a need?
So,
like, I get, like, hot soup. It's comforting. Like, in a weather like this. What's a chicken ball lozenge are going to do for you.
So, okay, I'm going to read you a quote from the company, and this is why I think this may not be a joke. They think this is actually a product people would want.
Yeah.
Quote, when you're sick, nothing is truly more reassuring than chicken noodle soup. Yeah. So we thought, why stop at the bowl? We took our beloved flavors of Progresso chicken, blah, 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 packaged them into a savory candy soup drop for a new way to enjoy the taste whenever and whenever, wherever you want.
It's not a comfort food if it's hard.
Yeah, that's why our wives are... Okay. Are you curious enough to try
it?
No. Kimmy?
No?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, the flavor doesn't gross me out. It's just I don't get the purpose of it.
Well, I'm trying to think of other things you would suck on that wouldn't be sweet. Shut up. Shut up.
Well,
you would know.
I said shut up!
You're talking, like, more like savory foods in candy form?
Yeah, can you name me a savory, suckable item?
Like meatloaf. Meatloaf is a very
No, you don't suck on meatloaf.
No, but it's like
unless you try to get a radio job.
Would you want a meatloaf flavored suckable candy?
No, that's what I'm saying. It sounds gross.
Right. There isn't one.
Isn't that the whole premise to Paradise by the Dashboard Light? Let me sleep on it. Like, I can't think of a single
are there jelly beans that have weird flavors?
Yeah, but
like,
I thought
like
they're
popcorn,
always like but
jelly
on,
bean.
But they're also on par with snacks. Like they have like popcorn flavored jelly beans, and
but it's still not like a traditional sweet.
But there's no jelly bean. It tastes like soup.
That
soup
we know
beans?
Of.
Well, yeah, I mean
it's so nasty.
There probably is a jelly bean that tastes like soup. So, by the way, all of this, you can get a can of these for $2.49. So it's not even like it's expensive. Like, if you can get your hands on them.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of have to try just to know what it's like. I would be worried, though, if I liked them, because now I'm popping hard chicken noodle soup.
And again, I just feel like it'd be a weird aftertaste.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
She's right.
It's one of those candies where you're right. If it has a weird aftertaste, you have to keep eating them. So now I've become addicted to hard candy that tastes like chicken noodle soup.
I'd also be afraid, like, once I eat it, I'm tasting it all day. Mm. You know, I hate that. What?
Nothing.
I hate when I get that taste in my mouth, you know?
Yeah.
And it lingers. I like to cleanse what they call it, the palate.
Yeah, you're not going to believe this, man. You're not going to believe this.
What?
I've got this new business.
Where I can cleanse my palate.
Well, yeah, you know, because you're right. If you're going to spend money on food, you want to enjoy all of
it. I don't want it to linger all day.
Oh, no. Nothing to worry about. I've actually got a kiosk that sells these things.
Oh, where's it located?
Oh, it's in the men's room.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Uncle Pat's Close Your Eyes, Open Your Mouth. I'm going to cleanse your palate, goo all up in your jaw. Sauce.
It's a lot of work for one little hard candy.
It's a big hard candy, buddy.
No doubt that.
Yeah, we've seen each other's penises. Yeah. 252 WCMF. Again, Progresso Soup has released Progresso Soup Drops. They are hard candies that taste like chicken noodle soup, and it sounds like this is a way for people during flu season to get the comfort of chicken noodle soup without having to make chicken noodle soup.
I can't believe like that got through. Like, think of, like, to have an idea, like, you're probably going to go in front of, like, a board of people to present it at Progresso, and it has to go up to the chain, and then they had to manufacture. Somebody didn't have the wherewithal to go, stop.
Well, no, but here's the thing, man.
Stop the cans.
When's the last time? Have we ever said the name Progresso Soup on the air?
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you want that if you're Progresso?
It's a national news story today.
All right.
So, this is why you're the worst businessman of all time. Hey, stop getting attention for our product.
Well, it's that good attention.
For the first 2 years of this job, Tommy just yelled everything into the wall. They had to show him where the microphone was. Barber's on CMF. Hey, Barber, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. A quick relation.
What are you doing, wrestling a bear over there?
A speakerphone by accident.
Okay.
A quick relate to yesterday. You know, it wasn't an FDA that said, a chicken soup in every pot, a car, a cousin for every bedroom. But...
Boo!
All that for that flop.
Barber sucks.
But there is something from that they had that's cheaper already. Just suck on a bouillon cube and you get the same result.
Oh, he is
it's
right.
A lot cheaper.
So I've actually heard of people doing this before. Sucking on the bouillon cube, but that dissolves
in
your mouth.
They still make those things?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's like depression stuff.
Barbara, I'm going to let you go because your gorilla fight's killing me, but thank you for the call. I appreciate it. No, I mean.
I don't think that works.
Sucking on a bouillon cube?
Because it's, like, concentrated.
I understand what a bouillon cube is.
Like, you're getting, like, a gallon of broth in your mouth. I know that's your standard.
You're looking... Damn it! No, you've heard of people sucking on bouillon cubes, right, Kimmy?
No.
No, I don't know.
I'm from the bouillon generation, and I've never seen anybody walking around with a bouillon cube in your mouth full of beef broth.
By the way, why would bouillon cubes have gone out of style? How else would you make soup?
You could buy broth in a can.
No, but people like to make it from scratch.
That ain't scratch.
Kind of.
It's powdered beef balls. You know, it's like the worst parts of the animal.
No, it's not, you idiot.
Is. They take all the beaks and all the balls and all the butts and the tails, and they grind them all into bouillon cube.
Yeah, I mean, will you Google what's in a bouillon cube?
Hey, sure. Bro, you think they're going to tell you?
Oh, you're talking about big bouillon?
Yeah. It's everything they don't use.
Shut up. By the way, soup, I feel like soup made from bouillon versus the soup in the can, or like the broth in the box of the can, I feel like the bouillon's always better. You can taste the bouillon more. I control how much bouillon flavor I get based on the water I put
in. Okay, so were you raised on like broth?
Yeah, of course.
Like when your mother cooked, was it mostly like bouillon cube stuff?
Well, so here's the thing. We were a big ramen noodle family because they were so cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
And it comes with its own, you know.
Yeah, flavor packet.
Yeah. There was a point, I'm not making this up.
You just did the packet?
No. It wasn't me. This was gross. And I can't remember if it was Ryan or my sisters would just eat uncooked ramen like it was. Right. Yeah, my sister.
Like crunch Megan, on it?
Yeah, yeah. She would like eat it like it's a sandwich.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
No. Doesn't
that's
that
like
mean
eating
you're
raw
lacking,
pasta.
Yeah.
Like a mineral or something in your diet. Like you chew on it because you're, I forget, there's like some condition you can
have
for why you would crave like dry noodles.
I don't know. She would do it all the time as a kid. Kimmy, bouillon information?
It contains dehydrated meat or vegetable stock.
Dehydrated meat.
Salt,
that
seasonings.
That is code for rectum.
A small amount of fat, all compressed into a cube form.
Yeah, as soon as you say meat product, You getting you some ass.
What? That's not true.
You getting ass.
All right.